Now, we enter into a new subject altogether, a meditation on the mystical and to a certain extent the linguistic meaning of the Gayatri Mantra in the Veda. This lecture is much more interesting than my lecture. भूमिरंतरिक्षम द्यौः इति अष्टावक्षराणि अष्टाक्षरम् हवा एकम् गायत्री पदम् एतदुहैव अस्य एतत्स्य यावदेषु त्रिषु लोकेषु तावत् तजेति योऽस्य एतदेवम् पदम् वेद. द गायत्री इज अ मन्त्र वेल नोन् टु पीपल. Gayantam Trayati iti Gayatri, one who protects the devotee singing, chanting, reciting or resorting oneself to this mantra is Gayatri. This is a mantra with 24 letters, a mantra with 3 feet, 3 quarters. The fourth quarter is a mystical one, about which the Upanishad will be mentioning something very special. Now, how do we contemplate the feet of Gayatri? It is a mantra, we must remember this. It is a chant of the Veda, which has 24 letters. Now, particular methods of meditation on the correspondence between the letters of the different feet of Gayatri with certain other visible phenomena in life is prescribed here. Here again we are in the realm of pure language. Dyauhu Bhumi Antariksham Dyauhu. Bhumi is earth. Antariksha is atmosphere. Dyau is heaven. So the earth and the atmosphere and the heaven, these are designated in Sanskrit here especially as Bhumi. Bhumi is earth. Antariksha is atmosphere. Dyau is heaven. So Bhumi Antariksha Dyau. These three words are formed by 8 letters. If you count, you will find there are 8. Dyauhu is supposed to be a 2-lettered word. It is a compound and not a single word. Bhumi Rantarisham Dyauhu. Earth, atmosphere and heaven are designated by 3 words, 3 appellations, epithets or names. And these names are constituted of 8 letters. Similarly is the case with the first foot of Gayatri Mantra, which is of 8 letters. So may a correspondence be established in meditation between the 8 letters of the first foot of Gayatri with earth, atmosphere and heaven, so that the first foot of Gayatri is made equivalent to the entire visible world. These 3 worlds, the physical, the atmospheric and the celestial, are supposed to be designated again by what is called the Vyaharati. Vyaharati is what precedes the chant of Gayatri, Bhur, Bhuvasva. These are the 3 words which are called Vyaharati. They correspond to the 3 worlds altogether, the physical, the astral, the atmospheric and the celestial. So is the first foot of Gayatri, which is formed of 8 letters. So here a symbolic meditation is prescribed. What is the meditation? Contemplation on the first foot of Gayatri Mantra as of all the 3 worlds themselves. So So one who meditates on the first foot of Gayatri in this manner, by identifying its letters with the three worlds, attains to the three worlds. He attains to the supernal realms of mastery over the earth atmosphere and the celestial realm. Yavadeshu trishu lokeshu tavat jayati. Whatever is there in these three worlds, that this person will get. Who will get? One who meditates in this manner on the first foot of Gayatri. By conscious identification of this foot of Gayatri with the three worlds, how is this correspondence established? By the thought that the eight letters of the Gayatri are the same as the eight letters of the three worlds, Bhumi, Antariksha and Dyau, meaning thereby earth, atmosphere and the heaven. It is very difficult to conceive all these, but these are the ways in which some of the rishis in ancient times practiced contemplation. It does not mean that we are to take each and every prescription as intended for ourselves. The Upanishad is not a single teaching. It is a body of varieties of teachings. Various types of meditation are prescribed. And when an initiation is given in a particular method of meditation, a particular chosen technique only is taken up and not the entire body. But we are studying the Upanishad for the purpose of information and edification of our own minds so that the mind gets purified and becomes fit for any type of meditation as would be conducive to the temperament of the disciple or the devotee concerned. They are all very hard things to imagine. You can't imagine even one of them when you actually sit for meditation. But they are very effective techniques. The confidence with which the sage or the Upanishad tells us that merely contemplation on this correspondence between the letters of the first foot of Gayatri with the letters in the three words Bhumi, Antariksha, Dyau will go to the realms where he becomes master of the three worlds is indeed miraculous. You can imagine what mystery is hidden behind these meditations. Archo Yajumshi Samani. There are three Vedas, Rig, Yajus and Samani. The plural of these is given here. Richah, Yajumshi, Samani. The Riks, the Yajus and the Saman. Here again you have got eight letters. Richo, Yajumshi, Samani. The Vedas, which are three. Richo, Yajumshi, Samani. Three Vedas. Have their names constituted of eight letters. These have to be set in correspondence with the eight letters of the second foot of Gayatri. This is another kind of meditation. What happens to the one who meditates in this manner? Concentrating his mind on the correspondence between the eight letters of the second foot of Gayatri with the three Vedas, he becomes a master of the three Vedas and attains to realms which are accessible to anyone who is a master of the three Vedas. Srijo yajumsh samanidhi ashtavacharani. Ashtacharam va ekam gayatri padam. Etaduhaiva asya etasya yavatiyam trai vidya tavadhajayati yosya etadevam padam veda. Whatever is capable of being achieved through the three Vedas, that one achieves through contemplation on the second foot of Gayatri Mantra alone. Just as one attains to mastery over the three worlds by contemplation on merely on the first foot of Gayatri. Now about the third foot is mentioned. Prana, Apana, Vyana. There are three essential energies in the system, prana, apana and vyana. The letters are 8 here again. Prana, apana, vyana mean 3 energies in our system, and the epithets, names of these energies, are formed of 8 letters. They have to be set in correspondence with the 3rd foot of Gayatri, which is also constituted of 8 letters. Then what happens? A new miracle takes place. Prana, apana, vyana, idi ashtavaksharani, ashtaksharam va ekam gayatri padam, etadu haivasya etat sayavaditam prani tavadha jeti. You become master of all the worlds constituted of living beings. Wherever there is prana operating, there one becomes a ruler, a master. Which means to say, in the entire living worlds, one becomes preeminent in every respect. One becomes the chiefest, a lord over all, as it were, among the realms that are living. Provided he contemplates on this correspondence between the letters of the 3rd feet of Gayatri with the 3 energies within the system, prana, apana, vyana. How? By the correspondence of the letters only. Yah asya idam devam veda atha asya etadeva turiyam darshatam padam. Generally, people do not know that there is any such thing as the 4th foot of Gayatri. Nobody chants the 4th foot. It is a mystical appendix, as it were, to the normal chant called the Gayatri Mantra. But the Upanishad tells us that this 4th foot is very important. It is something like the amatra aspect of pranava, the soundless aspect of om, which is spiritual in its nature, which is consciousness in its essentiality. Some such thing is the character of the 4th foot of Gayatri. While the 3 feet of Gayatri may be said to comprehend everything that is temporal, the 4th foot is non-temporal. It represents an absolute state. It is a special feature of this mystical aspect of Gayatri recitation, into which very few people are initiated. Generally, initiation is not given into the 4th foot, but only the 3 feet. Turiyam darshatam padam. The 4th foot is apparently visible, really not visible. One cannot understand what this 4th foot is. As I mentioned to you yesterday, we can't understand what 4th dimension means. To us it is only a word without any sense. But it contains every sense and every meaning from its own point of view. Likewise is this 4th foot of the Gayatri Mantra, which is apparently visible, says the Upanishad, but really not visible to the eyes. Which means to say that its meaning is not intelligible to the mind. It is something very mystical. Darshatam padam, turiyam, paro raja, it is above the dust of the earth. It is superior to all that is manifest as creation. It is not material at all, and therefore it is called paro raja. It is super physical. Ya esha tapati, the one that shines before us, the Surya or the sun, is the supreme reality, the great superintending power, the deity behind this 4th foot of Gayatri. He has to be meditated upon through the recitation of the 4th foot. Ya esha tapati yadvai chaturtham yat turiyam darshatam padamiti dadrasha iva esha paro rajaha iti sarvam haiva esha raja upari upari tapati evam haiva shriya esha sa tapati. The meditation here is on the sun, on the Purusha in the sun, not merely on the physical orb of the sun. there is a spiritual energy that is resplendent in the sun. That is the object of meditation here, the deity, the divinity, which is superior to the physical form of the sun. That deity, that Purusha, Hiranmaya Purusha, is the object of meditation during the chant of the 4 foot of Gayatri Mantra. Surya is thus mystically invoked in the chant of the 4 foot of Gayatri. Such a person who contemplates in this manner on the inward meaning or the inner significance of this 4th foot, glories in this world with all prosperity, becomes renowned in every respect and shines like the sun himself as it were. One who knows this becomes that, ya evam veda. Sa esha Gayatri etasmin turiye darshate pade paro rajasi pratishthita. The entire Gayatri mantra is really rooted in the 4th foot. It is the prana shakti, the essence as it were of the whole Gayatri. It is the ocean into which the river of the Gayatri mantra enters. It is the ultimate meaning of the Gayatri. Just as the non-temporal or the metempirical or the spiritual includes within itself all that is temporal and manifest, so is the 4th foot inclusive of all the meaning that is contained in the first 3 feet. Satya pratishthitam. Chatshur vai satyam, chatshur hi vai satyam. Here again we are brought back to the old type of meditation which was mentioned earlier in a different context. Satya is truth, and one has to contemplate the 4th foot of Gayatri as ultimate truth. The truth that is symbolically represented by actual perception of values through the eyes, which are presided over by the sun, which again is the deity of the 4th foot of Gayatri mantra. There are some more indications given for a similar meditation, how one can meditate on strength, just as one can meditate on the eye as symbolic of reality or truth. Because the more you move towards reality, the more also you become strong. The more also you are able to perceive things clearly. The capacity to perceive or visualize things in their truth is coincident with increased energy and power or capacity. So one is expected to meditate on Shakti or Bala or power or energy, which follows automatically in the wake of this meditation. Gayatri is also called Savitri. Sometimes people call the Gayatri mantra as Savitri mantra. The Upanishad says both mean one and the same thing. What you call Gayatri is the same as Savitri. It is Savitri because it is connected with Savitri or the sun. It is Gayatri because it protects all people. Whoever chants. Gayatri nama sa Yam eva amum savitrim anvaha esha sa yasma anvaha tasya pranam strayate. Your pranas are protected by this mantra. Therefore it is called Savitri, and therefore also it is called Gayatri. There is another Gayatri mantra of an Anushtup meter, not the Gayatri meter as it occurs in the Veda. Gayatri is a mantra, it is a deity, it is also a meter. Now, Gayatri is a particular meter in the Veda, and this meter is of 24 letters. But Anushtup is another meter, which has 32 letters. So, there is another Gayatri mantra mentioned somewhere else, which is constituted of 32 letters and chanted in the Anushtubh meter, the Upanishad says that is not the proper Gayatri. The proper Gayatri is the one which is in the Veda and not the Anushtubh one. Tam haitameke savitrim anushtubha manvahu. There are some people who think that the Anushtubh mantra Gayatri is the real one. Etavat vacham anubrumahiti na tatha. It is not so, says the Upanishad. Na tatha kuriyat. You should not chant the other one. Gayatri meva savitrim anubruyat. Only the Gayatri Savitri which is in the Veda should be chanted, not the Anushtubh one, which is of 32 letters. Iha ava api evam vid bhakviva pratigrnati nahaiva tad gayatriya ekam chana padam prati. What is the glory of this Gayatri, says the Upanishad? If you are to accept as gift everything that is available anywhere, if you can receive such a gift, that cannot be regarded as equivalent even to 1 foot of Gayatri. Api evam vid bhakviva pratigrnati na ha iva tad gayatriya ekam chana padam prati. Even 1 single foot of Gayatri, when it is recited properly, will take you to such realms of glory and magnificence which transcend in magnitude anything that you can receive as a gift in this world. It is superior to everything else. Saya imam strin lokan purnan pratigrhniyat saha asya etat prathamam padam. When you chant the first pada, first foot of the Gayatri mantra, you become endowed with mastery over the 3 worlds. Atha yavat trai iti yavat iyam trai vidya yaha tavat pratigrhniyat saha asya etat dvitiyam padam. If you can chant correctly even the second foot merely, you become endowed with all the glory that comes to one by study of the 3 Vedas. Atha yavad idam prani yas tavat pratigrhniyat sa asya etat tritiyam padam. If you recite the 3rd foot of the Gayatri mantra, you become capacitated to rule over every living being anywhere. Atha asya etadeva turiyam darashadam padam paro raja esha tapati naiva kena chana apyam. If you are to meditate on the 4th foot of Gayatri, what can I tell you, says the Upanishad? How can I explain to you what glory will come to you? Nothing of this world can equal that. No gift of the 3 worlds can equal this 4th foot. Not the 3 Vedas, not all beings put together, nothing mentioned up to this time can equal the glory that comes to one who meditates on the 4th foot of Gayatri. Paro rajaha esha tapati naina naiva kena chana apyam kutaho etavat pratigrhniyat. How can you receive the glory that comes through the meditation on the 4th foot? It is inexpressible, it is transcendent. It is superior to everything which is material or visible. Tasya upasthanam Gayatri. You have to pray to Gayatri, meditate on Gayatri by certain methods. One of the methods is a verbal chant, a prayer offered to the great deity of the Gayatri. A particular chant is given here, Tasya Upasthanam. A holy, devout worship or adoration is called Upasthana. What is it? Gayatriyasi. O Gayatri, the great one, you are 1 footed, 2 footed, 3 footed, and you are of the 4th foot also. Ekapadi, Dvipadi, Tripadi, Chatushpadi. You are 1 footed, 2 footed, 3 footed or 4 footed, as the case may be. You are everything. But really you have no feet. That is also true. Apadasi. Who can say that you have feet? These feet are only concepts in our minds. You are universal, all comprehensive. So you are apat, without any feet whatsoever. Nahi padya se, you never move anywhere. Therefore, why should you have feet? You are the immovable, all-pervading being. Therefore, you never move like four-footed animals or four-footed beings. Nahi padya se, namaste turi aya. Prostration to you, the fourth reality, indicated by the Supreme Consciousness. Darshataya padaya. That reality which appears to be there in front of us, yet we cannot recognize through our intelligence. Parorajase asavadha. That being which is above all manifestation in the form of sattva, rajas, tamas, the material forms. Parorajase asavadha ma prapad iti yam. Dushyat asavasme kamo ma samardhiti va naha vaivasme sa kama samardhyase yasma evam upar. Upatishtate aham adah praparimiti va. Whatever you wish in your mind at the time of the chant of the Gayatri Mantra, that materializes itself. That becomes your property. Not only that, nobody can get what you can get. You stand above all people. You may prevent someone from getting by the chant of the Gayatri, and you may get everything that you require by the chant of the Gayatri. Both things are possible. The positive and the negative aspects of the power that accrues to one by the chant of Gayatri are mentioned here. The positive aspect is that you are capable of acquiring everything. The negative aspect is that you are able to prevent anything if it is necessary. You can oppose and prevent anything that to take place if it is not supposed to take place according to your will. Or if it is to take place, it can take place also by your positive will. So if you wish it should take place, it will. And if you wish it shall not, and it will not. Etadha havai tajjanako vaideho budilamashvatarashvivacha. This is a peculiar anecdote here. It appears there was a sage called Budila Ashvatarashvi. Perhaps he was a reciter of the Gayatri Mantra. He became an elephant in next birth by the chant of the Gayatri. Janaka was riding that elephant. And due to Pura Vasana, the elephant could speak. It said, I am a reciter of the Gayatri Mantra. Janaka says, you say that you are a meditator on Gayatri, how have you become an elephant upon which I am sitting and riding? What is this secret? How a Gayatri Upasaka can become an elephant in next birth? Hasti bhuta vasi. Mukham kya siya samran na vitu. The elephant said, King, I did not know the face of Gayatri. I made a mistake in the chant. I did not know some aspect of it. I knew everything except something. That something has brought me to elephant birth. I see, said Janaka. This is the case. Asya mukham samrat na vidam chakara iti hovacha tasya agnireva mukham. Fire is her mouth. This you did not understand, says Janaka. Here fire means anything. You don't know what actually the Upanishad intends. Perhaps it is to be identified with the sun himself, who is symbolic of all fire principles. Tasya agnireva mukham, also in the ritual of the chant of the Gayatri, there are certain nyasas, as they are called, placements, which invoke Agni and other deities as the various limbs of the conceived body of the deity of Gayatri. Tasya agrireva mukham yadihava api bahviva agnav abhyadatati sarvameva tat sandhati evam haiva evam vid. Yadyapi bahviva papam kurute sarvameva tat samsapya siddha puto ajaro amrata sambhavati. Just as anything that is thrown into fire is burned to ashes, whatever it be, so does one burn to ashes every sin that he might have committed in earlier births. If he knows the secret of Gayatri, its entire form, its face, Agni as the Mukha, and the fourth foot particularly, which means to say, we must meditate on Gayatri in its entirety and not part by part, and must also be able to conceive the deity of the Gayatri as one with one's own being, united with one's own being, so that a distinction is not struck between oneself and the object of meditation, and the chant which is Gayatri mantra, they all become one. The sadhana which is the Gayatri, the sadhaka who is the meditator, and the sadhya or the deity should all be contemplated as single being. This is the intention of the Upanishad by which one attains to supernal regions. Hari Om Tat Sat.